Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sade. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Vicki Bowyer, and I feel like I got scammed by taking a survey and said I would get a smartwatch for $7.95 shipping and handling.
Okay. Can you provide it with your zip code?
24179.
You said 34179.
24179.
Okay. What's your name?
Vicki Bowyer.
Okay, spell your last name for me.
It's B as in boy, O-W-Y-E-R.
O-W. Okay, so I'm not seeing your name under that zip code 24179. What's the last four digits of the card number that was used on the purchase?
Oh, I don't. I'm not giving out any more numbers. And let me finish what I was telling you.
Okay.
I got the smart bracelet in the mail. All right. They said all I had to pay was $7.95 shipping and handling, which they already took out of my account. This morning I looked, and they've taken another $54.95 out of my account. So I need to return this watch, and I want a credit put back on my debit card, or the bank's going to handle it.
Okay. So, ma'am, you would have to provide me with the last four digits of that card number because I'm not seeing your name under that zip code.
Well, that's what the label on the package says, 24179. So somebody mailed it to me from there.
No, what's your zip code, ma'am? Where do you live?
That is my zip code.
What's
it's
the last four
name,
digits of your card number?
8638.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so, ma'am, I'm still not seeing your name under the last four digits of that card number either. So just to make sure I typed in the correct card number is 8638.
Yes, ma'am.
How much is the charge, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, there was $7.95 taken out for shipping and handling on the 30th, and then today or yesterday, there was $54.95 taken out of my debit card.
Okay, so I'm going to try searching by your name. Is that first name spelled V-I-C-K-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
And spell that last name for me one more time.
B as in boy.
Yes.
O-W-Y-E-R.
Y-E-R. Let's see. Nothing is still coming up under that name, ma'am, so I'm not sure if you was billed by this company or not.
Honey, I'm calling you with the number that's on the printed label. What's the name of this company?
Did you do a
survey?
Who am
I talking to?
We're a third-party call center, ma'am.
Okay, well, this company says import direct gadgets, and it's got your phone number underneath of it.
Yes, ma'am.
So are you a third party to them?
Could be, but I'm not seeing an account with your name. Could the account be in someone else's name?
No, honey, I got the invoice right here in front of me. It's got my name and address on it and the smartwatch that was sent to me. So I don't know what's going on here, but the bank has told me to file a police report and give them this stuff that I have.
Yes, ma'am. You may need to contact your financial institution. They can give you the correct number as to who charged your account, ma'am.
Honey, I've got the phone number on my bank account where they took out $7.95 and $54.95. It's this phone number that's connected to that charge.
Okay, so I tried searching by the last four digits of the card number, your first and last name, and that zip code, and nothing is coming up. What is your email address?
I don't think you need that because they never sent me an email. I got a text message saying that my Verizon bill was paid, received, which I get one every month, and it said, if you want to take a quick survey, you'll get a free smartwatch. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. So I did. And then I tried to click on the link this morning again to see what it said, and it's red flagged by Google that it's a scam.
Yes, ma'am. It may was a scam, whatever you signed up for, but it wasn't with this company, ma'am.
Okay, well, it's your phone number. I don't understand what's going on here. It's your phone number. How else would I have gotten your phone number?
They can use our numbers to imitate us, ma'am, but we did not draft those funds from your account.
All right, what's your address what's the address you're at right now?
Okay, so we are I'm at a call center right now, ma'am. We have nothing to
Where at?
In Alabama.
Okay, well, this is Norwin Avenue, Suite 27 in North Huntington, Pennsylvania. That's where it came from, with your phone number.
You may need to contact your financial institution to dispute.
Yeah, I already have. We already filled out an affidavit and everything, and they want me to make a police report. So that's fine. I'll just do it that way. Thank you, ma'am.
No problem. Thank you for calling.